Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the Morning. It's another Kid Craddock in the Morning flashback.
The Mommy Test! The Mommy Test! My name is Poodle Sanchez and my mommy's name is Kelly Raspberry. I don't think she's a very good mommy on the Mommy Test!
What?
Radio diva Kelly Raspberry would like nothing better than to be a mommy to a brand new bouncing little girl. But is she really prepared for the everyday doings and goings-on of motherhood?
So to Kelly we present the Mommy Test, in which she is questioned by her hypothetical three-year-old, Poulot Sanj.
In today's scenario, let's check and see how Kelly handles it when little Poulot Sanj learns a new word.
Mommy?
Yes, darling.
I know a new word.
You do?
I learned a new word.
Good for you.
Did
you learn it on
Sesame
Street, or did you learn it on Barney? What word is that, baby?
Nope, I got it from Tyson.
Who's Tyson?
And boy, I have school wit.
Oh, what word did Tyson teach you?
Booty.
Booty?
What's a booty, Mommy?
Booty is what pirates, get their treasure.
Nuh-uh.
Booty is what a little baby wears on their foot, a baby booty.
Nuh-uh.
Booty. What?
Booty's what you bounce like, come on, let me turn on my CD player. That's that big, white, juicy booty. That's that big, white, juicy booty. Booty, 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 booty. Booty, 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 bounce. Booty, 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 bounce. Booty, 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 bounce. Yeah, that's a booty.
You're so cute when you do that, darling. Those are baby booties bouncing.
Daddy says you ain't got no booty.
No, I stopped wearing baby shoes a long time ago.
My teacher's got a really big booty.
Honey, you need to stop this booty talk now. It was cute for a minute.
Tyson says she's got a ghetto booty.
Do you even know what that means?
What's a ghetto booty?
Just don't repeat it.
Mommy?
What?
Can we play Shoots and Ladders?
Sure.
I love that game.
Yeah, I know you do.
Mommy? How come we don't go to church?
I know,
I never been to a church.
Your grandfather's really been getting on me about that lately.
Raina says that people that don't go to church don't believe in God. Do we not believe in God, Mommy?
No, we believe in God. We've just been very, very lazy.
How come I don't go to Sunday school like all the other kids?
Well, you know what? We're going to get up and go this Sunday morning. How would you like that?
I would like that, Mommy.
Okay, we're going to do it.
What religion am
I? We are Baptists.
How come Baptists don't go to church?
Well, good ones do, but we've been very, what's the word? We've backslidden.
How can you be a Baptist if you don't never go to church?
We're Baptists in our hearts.
Oh. Can I bring Hellboy Stonehand to church?
No, that's not
Hellboy Stonehand!
Church.
Mommy? I love Wanda.
Who's Wanda?
She a girl goes to my school. She's pretty.
Oh, that's nice.
She wears a ribbon in her hair that makes me crazy.
Crazy? Why does it make you crazy?
Because I just love her so much.
Oh, boy. That's sweet.
And she likes old school, too. I love old school. And she's the only other kid I know who got to see it. Because she snuck... Her sister is 12, and she snuck the movie into the player. And we like to yell, "You're my boy, Blue! You're my boy, Blue!"
Yeah.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Where'd you hear that?
That's from old school, Mommy.
That's in that movie?
Dust in the wind.
Lovely song.
That's when Blue dies. Dust in the wind.
Did that make you sad when Blue died?
I was very sad when Blue died. He's my boy. Yeah. You're my boy, Blue!
Yeah, I wish you'd quit saying that.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes today's installment of The Mommy Test.
Can you read me, Mommy? Big white bounce booty. Bounce that big white juicy booty. Bounce that big white, bounce that big white, bounce that big white, bounce that big white. Booty, 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 booty,
booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty,
booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, boo love that song. You know what other one I like, Mommy?
No, what?
Hold on, Daddy made me this CD. Here's the second one. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Because when a girl walks in with the itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, that finally concludes today's installment of the Mommy Test.
Craddock in the morning. Oh, I miss little poo-poo.
Yeah, so do I.
I bet you do.
And you know what? Emma Kelly isn't far off the mark, actually.
I know. The kid was right on the money.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Here at Kid Craddock in the Morning, we like to keep you up to date with what's going on in the music world.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do the Billboard Top 5. But first, you might want to stick around for this because we will be giving something away at the end of the Billboard Top 5. And you may definitely want to get this thing for free.
All right.
Ooh, free.
For free.
The Billboard Top 5 on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I have to go first.
You go.
You have to let me do number 5.
You shouldn't be proud.
Even though I am a little disappointed they didn't debut higher than they did. Backstreet's back, all right. Backstreet Boys, they've got a new CD out. It's called In a World Like This.
All right.
They're busy touring and promoting it right now.
How many did it sell?
It sold 48,000 copies. I'll be honest, I haven't bought one yet.
This is their single.
It's called In a World Like This.
They still sound the same.
They sound,
so that's good, right?
Same voices.
They sound the same, but you know what? I think they're one of those groups that just needs to tour and do their old stuff. Just tour and do the old stuff.
Because
that's what people want to hear.
So don't keep growing.
That's what.
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
for them, that's.
They're evolving to this. I would rather hear Backstreet's Back All Right myself. But see, I don't want them at this age to be up there doing all the dance moves. I think it gets to be silly at a certain point.
Well, they could change the dance move. You know,
no, they don't have to dance at all. One Direction doesn't dance. When they do, it's kind of like making fun of themselves.
They're like the first boy band.
Yeah.
The boy bands nowadays don't dance at all.
Well, anyway, if you want to go back in the day when Backstreet Boys first debuted in the 90s, they said they actually had some trouble breaking into the music industry. They blame it on the new kids on the block. Kevin Richardson, who was kind of the self-appointed leader of the group, the one that bailed, but he's back. Anyway, he said that New Kids on the Block had just split up. They were getting major backlash from the industry, so the Backstreet Boys had to work even harder to be taken seriously, and I took them very seriously. I'm serious. I'll be honest. I'm going to have a full disclosure moment.
Go ahead.
I know we're busy and everything, but I got to tell you this.
Go ahead.
Howie D invited me to go hang out with him. They were staying at the Four Seasons.
Recently?
No, this is back in the day. They were the Backstreet Boys when they were wearing those superhero suits and flying over the crowd.
Be honest. What did you think your chances were?
Well,
be honest.
You thought
I looked
totally honest.
I know I looked like crap that day. I was at the hairdresser's and they really screwed me up, but I had no choice. I had to go. It was awful. And I was really fat at the time, but I loved Howie D and I didn't care. So I went. And they just shot pool. It was him and AJ. They got up on the stage and they brought us up to the front and they sang Brick House.
She's
a brick. It was so much fun. And when I left, I got in the car with Amy, my friend, and I was like, I can't believe that just happened. And I started bawling the whole way home because you don't know how much I loved Howie D.
We know.
Oh, yeah,
you
we
know,
do, we
I'm,
know.
Mean, I'm not even lying. That was a grown ass woman acting like that. I'm embarrassed.
You just told it on the radio.
I've never told that. Kid would have been mad at me. I was like, I just started sobbing. I was like, I can't help it. I'm just so happy.
Wow. Why don't you take number
Moving
four?
Moving on.
There,
wow. Number 4, Tech N9ne. His album is called Something Else. He sold 58,000 copies. That's kind of respectable.
Is that Tech N9ne from Naughty by Nature?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're asking Al.
Yeah, right. Let me check it out here. Hang on. Turn it up. Turn it up. All right, this is his 13th studio album. Tech N9ne, his real name is Aaron Yates from Kansas City, collaborated with, a lot of people, Kendrick Lamar, CeeLo, T-Pain, Wiz Khalifa, B.O.B., and Serge Tankian of System of a Down. I hope I didn't get that name wrong.
Oh, that's a weird collaboration.
Yeah, right? Something Else is a concept album. It's 3 parts. Fire, water, and earth.
No, I doubt it.
Not related.
Like
not related.
Earth,
pretty sure
earth,
it's
fire.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's just music.
is inspired by a meteor that burned up over Russia in February. You remember that, right?
I don't care.
All right, good.
I don't care what he was inspired by.
A rapper was inspired by a meteor?
By a meteor?
A meteor. I'm just reading what's on the
paper. I know.
This guy's on the
paper. You think he's on
the paper? Are albums really inspired like
that? He's on the green leaf, I think.
On the wacky weed?
He might be on the wacky
tobacco. This is his 13th album. I've never heard of Tech N9ne.
You know, I've heard of him.
I want to say he was a Naughty by Nature.
It's not on our sheet about the Russian meteor.
I don't know. If he's at 13,
I mean, that's just me guessing. But I mean, Al, you should know since, you know,
I tried to.
Okay. We've never heard of him. Yeah. Okay. He says he believes this will be his breakout album.
So
he apparently he hasn't broken out.
He was not Naughty by Nature. I was wrong. My bad. Let's move on.
Tretch.
Coming to number three, our boy Jay-Z. One day you're here. He sold 62,000 copies for the Magna Carta Holy Grail. This is his first single off of it. Holy Grail. JT. Holy Grail. Here's what one critic said about the album. Magna Carta is entirely predictable. The album repeatedly bounces between Jay-Z bragging about how insanely rich and famous he is to expounding on the difficulties of being insanely rich and famous. I fear he's simply running out of things to rap about. He did tell us this is probably not his best album ever. He was honest about that, he still did pretty well. And to sell 62,000 copies when it's probably in its fourth or fifth week.
Been a while.
And he does have that controversy with that Liv girl who says...
Or Live.
Or Live, whatever her name is. The rapper girl who said Jay-Z could have cheated on Beyonce.
Well, this is back... You know, this is probably when Jay-Z and Beyonce first started dating.
Right.
When you're not really committed yet. You're just kind of feeling each other out. I mean, come on.
Well, she finally said... I wasn't saying he cheated on her with me. I was saying I was given the opportunity to compromise myself, and I took the route not to do that.
Why does she assume that she could have been compromised? He asked for her phone number, and she said we had a connection.
He asked for Rihanna's phone number and made her rich and famous.
Exactly. So I mean, she could be reading way more into it, and she's trying to publicize her own music, which actually, Psycho Shannon dug up a little bit of this Liv, if you want to hear if she's any good.
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
I admit, at first, I refuse to write a verse with this my lines, but I refuse to step aside and watch this ruin lives, capitalizing off of lies. Tell them all they bars, well, that would make them plastic, which probably makes up about 90.5% of your one you didn't have.
She's
I think Beyonce is shaking in her boots right now.
Well, she's hot, though.
She should. She sounds really, tough. Really
Again,
hot.
I insist on doing number two. You know, I insisted on doing five for the Backstreet Boys, but, you know, Five Finger Death Punch is close to my heart.
Oh, yeah, you got all this stuff.
Yeah, this is The Wrong Side of Heaven and The Righteous Side of Hell, Volume 1.
They're a Christian metal band?
I don't necessarily know about that.
Well, the single's called Lift Me Up. Isn't that, like, pretty heavenly?
Anyway, it's new out this week, 112,000 copies. This is their third top 10 album. It's the highest one that's charted so far. Now, Five Finger Death Punch, they went to the studio last year, and they just had so many great songs. So they were like, we can't just put out, we were going to put like 24 songs on one CD, and the label said, well, you can't do that. And they said, okay, look, we're going to send you 20-something songs that we've recorded. You pick out the best ones, and we'll put those on the CD.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll just scrap the rest. This happens all the time. So the label... you know, got all like 24 songs and listened to them. They said, you're right. This is so good. We're going to divide this up into two volumes. Hey, what's wrong with that?
We are so good.
It was so good. They couldn't, you know, artists write hundreds and hundreds of songs. I mean, look how much new Tupac material keeps coming out because he just never didn't make it the album.
Well, Tupac was good.
And he's still alive. Come on,
and you can't keep copying song titles. Lift Me Up, that's that Bublé guy or something.
Better not do that.
Or Josh Groban.
I'm not familiar with Josh Groban and Bublé as you are.
I'm not.
Apparently.
And also, Mama Said Knock You Out. Mama
Said Knock You Out. And you're thinking this is a Christian rock band?
No, not anymore.
I can't go to that concert because I'm going to get hurt. They're going to start doing that mosh pit stuff. I'm going to get hurt. I'm going to have to cap somebody.
How do you think you can sing like that? No, not like LL Cool J, like Five Finger Death Punch.
No. Okay, let's play
Wow.
it. You want a little backup?
Yeah. Mama said knock you out. Oh, that hurts.
Just do it. Come on.
Keep going.
Mama said knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
That's hard.
Mm.
That hurts.
Well, that's
that
number two,
night.
Five Finger Death Punch. That's volume one. Look for volume two out, I guess, in the next few months.
All right.
And that brings us to number one.
Numero uno.
And it happens to be our friend. Well, he's not really our friend.
I wish he was our friend.
I call him my friend just because I've watched his video so many times. I feel like I know the guy.
You watched the I'm Not Safe for Work version?
Yes, I have. Kinsey walked in on me, which was awkward. Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines, sold 177,000 copies. This is the single Blurred Lines, which is probably the song of the summer.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Only took him 6 albums and 10 years, but he finally reached number one. It has the best sales of the week ever. It surpasses his previous best album sales when 2008 Something Else launched at number 3 with 137,000 copies, which is still pretty good. It would have been number one this week. And Blurred Lines featuring T.I. and Pharrell topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 9 weeks straight. It's the longest run at number one by a solo male artist since Flo Rida did it for 10 weeks with Low back in 2008.
Whoa. Shawty got low.
And to celebrate this, Robin Thicke has hooked us up with his album.
That's right.
And we're going to give it away.
You can win it. The entire album, not just a single. You have to be following Kid Nation on Facebook or Twitter. Look for the blurred codes. These are legit blurred codes. And if you can unblur them, you can win yourself a copy of the entire album. Now, all throughout the day, the codes are going to get clearer and clearer. So you have to keep checking back. And once you can decipher it, you know, try to win. We're going to be giving out 50 codes to download the album. So keep following us on Twitter and Facebook all day to win. Sponsored by Interscope Geffen A&M Records.
Yeah, check it, y'all.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I got a really cool email yesterday.
Did you now?
I did.
All right.
It was actually from a director.
Okay.
Like a movie director who's getting ready to film his first feature film.
Yeah.
And so that hooked me right in.
Yeah.
And it came from, the guy was a Mexican guy. It was all in Spanish. He's from Mexico. He studied film in Mexico. He moved to the States and has been working here for a couple years.
He's pursuing the dream.
Yeah, so I looked him up, and he was pretty legit. His work is actually pretty good, and he's trying to come up in the business.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So he's getting ready to film this feature film, and he invites me to come on board.
Really?
And not only come on board, he said I would be one of the main characters.
Really?
Really?
So that got me incredibly excited.
Based upon your acting that he's seen where?
I don't think he's seen acting.
No.
So
he hasn't seen acting.
No.
Or you act.
But he thought of me for the character for some reason.
Wow.
It's really amazing because you've got other members of the show that we don't speak Spanish, but we have been in movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Kelly's been in one. And, of course, you'll never, ever forget my performance in the Academy Award nominated The Riff.
We're laying it down with the smooth sound of satin jazz on WNOJ.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Tonight's the night to visit those crazy clubs around town.
Yeah.
You know, where you can hear the latest and greatest talent in the jazz scene.
Mm-hmm. See that?
Now, some of the talent we'll be checking out tonight is there because of one man's
ability. Oh, no, you can go ahead and play the whole thing.
To tell us what's hot and what's not, my man, Mr. Adam Goodnight, agent par excellence. Thanks for stopping by the show, man. I appreciate it.
It's all good, Kev. Thanks for having me.
Kev.
So, first things first. I guess tonight you'll be checking out some of the hot spots, trying to see what the next big thing is, right?
I'll be out there to support the talent that I've already booked, of course. But if I see someone with potential, I mean, you just never know, Kev.
Kev.
So you weren't always out there beating the streets.
So, obviously, you mentioned...
The thing is, you're playing a DJ, and you are a DJ.
Yeah.
And then you're a bad DJ in the movie, though.
Uh-huh.
So you should be that should have been easy for you, right?
Okay, I'm not gonna take that the wrong way or anything.
Uh-huh.
Kelly's been in a movie with LeAnn Rimes.
Yes, yeah. I played her tutor when she was on the road as a child star.
And then Kid was in a movie as well. Mm-hmm. This is his famous line.
How's it going?
So
you're the only one.
I'm the only one that hasn't done it, and I'm gonna be a lead character, and I've never acted.
Oh, you are going? I mean,
and if I get to do it,
okay.
Because he sent me the script, and I read it over, and I liked the script. It was actually a pretty cool movie.
You got any, love scenes?
The excitement turned into nervousness when I saw the script.
Oh, gosh.
So if you've ever been in a relationship, it's not that kind of movie, Shannon.
Oh, are you delivering a pizza?
No, I'm not delivering pizza. I would actually be a car salesman in the movie.
Okay.
You've gone through that moment.
Car salesman?
But he's like...
A naughty car salesman.
I
want to
see car salesmen doing it.
He does cool stuff. He's got a dark... thing going on in
dark side. The car salesman,
like a
dark
front.
Side, kind of like a front.
The car salesman's a front for his
what he likes to do on the side gig. I'm not going to give away the man's movie. Now you go through that moment with your significant other, where you have to ask him a question, and you basically know the answer is going to be no. Like it's Can I go hang out with my friend Bad Influence Paul at some pool party with models?
No.
Probably not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a girl, hey, babe, can I go buy those $800 shoes I really like?
No.
I'm probably going to say no, mostly because, A, you never end up wearing those shoes, and B, shoes should not be worth $800, in my opinion. So I was nervous about asking Kinsey about being in this movie. So I had to go in the room, talk myself into doing it.
Okay.
Look myself. I like to practice in front of the mirror.
I know.
Yeah,
you do.
Is that how you practice for all your scenes when you're doing all that cool acting and junk?
Yeah,
your shirt was.
Well,
off.
I'm going to.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, and I guarantee you, he was shirtless.
Oh yeah. You're shirtless more than Justin Bieber.
I'm in my house. It's hot. And Kinsey was in the living room, so I'm in the bathroom practicing my 3-step program I came up with.
Which is.
So this is my 3-step program to asking a difficult question to your significant other.
All right.
Number one. Butter your partner up with a corny nickname you have for them. Break the question up into 2 parts and allow your partner to interact and feel welcome. It's like easing into the hot tub, you know? You don't just jump into the hot tub. You got to get in, feel it a little bit, make sure the temperature's not too hot, and just kind of go down smoothly.
All right. Okay, all right.
That's what you got to do. Take it nice
and
slow.
That's exactly why I don't go into hot tubs.
Well, some people, you know, go ahead and just do it, just to go ahead and get the pain,
plunge,
right, whatever,
like plunging
it is,
into an icy cold pool.
Exactly.
You would plunge in. You wouldn't ease in.
And I don't want to plunge. I hate plunging. I want to ease in there.
Yeah. Okay.
And so the only thing I can control is the first question. So I already knew that I was going to say, hey, Snuggle Bear, that's the buttering up part. Can I be in a movie? I get to be a lead character. That way, I get her excited.
Okay.
So she's cool. Her response should be, oh, wow. Interaction complete. Step one completed.
Sure, I got you.
Number two, you ease into the second portion of the question by making it sound like it's no big deal. This is where I hit a speed bump.
Okay.
Because my question was, there's going to be a love scene between the characters.
Exactly.
Which is not a question, more of a statement. So I sucked at easing in.
Okay.
Her reaction, I had no idea, which led me to my 3rd step, getting shut down.
What's Snuggle Bunny doing about this time?
I don't know what I'm going to do. So I just basically sat in front of the mirror, talked myself up, took a few breaths, went to the living room with my recorder. Just in case she said yes, because then that way I have it recorded and it's legally binding.
There you go.
If I record you, it's legally binding.
Okay.
And so here's my interaction with Kinsey.
Snuggle Bunny.
Yeah.
Hey, Snuggle Bear, do I get to...
Can you not say my personal name on there?
Apparently, Kinsey's personal name is Snuggle Bear. Not Kinsey.
She wants to keep some things private between the two of you. Not everything is for public consumption,
and
JC.
Now
you're starting off.
I know. So far.
Starting off on the wrong foot.
So far, not good.
No.
So, I was wondering if I could be in a movie.
You could tell I'm obviously nervous, by the way.
I can tell by the timbre of your voice,
all
brother.
That practice really helped.
I am literally shaking.
Were you still shirtless at this point?
I am still shirtless.
Are you holding her, like holding her hand, like snuggled up with Snuggle Bear?
No, I decided to be about 4 feet away.
So just in case
there was a backhand coming at me, so I can move out of the way real quick.
It's an independent film, and I get to be the lead character.
When does it start filming? Because I'm about to have a baby.
We'll get all the logistics down later, but before we get to that, there is a love scene.
Nope.
She didn't ask any questions.
She didn't
ask it between you and a man. It could be like a Brokeback Mountain type thing.
You can't just leave it there.
You know, two car salesmen.
I would just have to kiss a girl.
How kiss her?
It's acting. It's a girl that the character hooks up with.
If I get to pick her, she has to be uglier than me.
What if I told you there was also a love scene?
No.
Uh oh.
Yeah, there's a love scene, by the way.
So there's kissing, and then there's a love scene.
There's a love scene.
How is that written into the script? It just says, make love?
Oh, it's pretty graphic.
They write everything down?
Oh, they write it down like it's happening.
And,
wow.
And Kelly, I don't know if you've seen these Spanish movies. I've seen them when I go to Mexico. These chicks are fine. I mean, they are like hot.
You're not helping.
You're not helping me at all there, Al.
Short,
no.
Tight, pow, pow, pow.
No,
she's brunette, yes. She's blonde, no.
Are you serious? I'm playing a character.
I know, but what if you like her because you haven't kissed another girl in 11 years?
I won't like her.
You never know. Brad Pitt and Angelina?
Dang it.
Good point.
Gotcha. She made a great point.
Gotcha.
I had no comeback to that thing.
That's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
So
I'm not going to be acting with Angelina Jolie.
Well.
True.
And you're also not Brad Pitt.
I'm not going to lie. That hurt my feelings a little bit. Because here I'm thinking I'm maybe starting a movie career and maybe I could be Brad Pitt. But apparently, according to my wife,
you're not.
I am not Brad Pitt. Mm.
So I'm tired. I have heartburn.
So can I do it or?
Can I be on the set?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll be nursing while you're making your love scene.
Ooh. That's fine with me.
It's uncomfortable.
Okay. Remember when you were going to do that bubblegum commercial when you were like 18 and you were going to have to kiss the girl?
She does make a point. I was offered a role in a television commercial to do a bubblegum thing.
And
a bubblegum commercial.
Kissing somebody?
And I had to kiss a girl because to show the
fresh breath.
The fresh breath thing.
Yeah.
Right. And so I had just started dating Kinsey, and to not end that relationship because I really liked her, I turned down that commercial.
Was it a national commercial? You know how much money you passed over?
I know.
And y'all weren't even like, were y'all
They
together
just
together?
Started dating.
We were probably together for like 6 months at that point when I got the offer.
You can DQ that. That's one of those things that you just do and then ask for forgiveness later, dude. But,
yeah.
Don't do anything.
I know.
Yeah. See, you ruined my career back then. Do you want to do it again?
We were just 18, so I was jealous then.
So I can do a movie? I could become like Ben Affleck or something.
I guess.
Oh. Yes.
I thought you were going to say no.
I never say that, dude.
I want to, but I'm not going to be psycho, so whatever. Do what you want.
Wow.
No, Al.
End the conversation.
Do you not understand?
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Means
don't,
you ain't doing it.
Dude.
I mean, you ain't doing
you
it.
You say, okay, cool.
No.
What you said? Let me go get this. No, you leave the room.
She
right
did
there.
Say.
This
she
is
did.
Why Al is not married and you still are. You're not doing the movie.
That's when you pick up the ball, spike it on the ground, and do your touchdown end zone dance.
You will pay for that in divorce court.
So I tried to talk her out of that do what you want statement.
Oh, the open-ended question. Do what you want.
Well, it's not really a
question. I just want to act.
What happened to, like, hosting something like Mario Lopez? Like, why do you have to do that?
Well, they didn't ask me to host something. They asked me to do a movie.
Oh, okay. Okay, my sister's calling.
So we'll take that as a yes.
Well, you have to remind Kenzie that Mario Lopez didn't just fall into hosting.
He had to act and kiss girls.
He started off as AJ Slater. Was it AJ?
AC.
AC Slater. It's been so long since I've seen Saved by the Bell. And remember, he played Greg Louganis in the Greg Louganis story. So he wasn't just kissing. He was kissing a boy.
Yeah, like if it had to
So
do
you
that.
Have to say you can't just become Mario Lopez without going through the ranks and acting.
And I even thought about it when I was showering. I was like, if I was doing a movie and they asked me to kiss like Will Ferrell, would I be doing it?
Will Ferrell, okay.
Would you? I just thought about Will Ferrell.
And I said to myself, yes, for a movie I would. So I should be allowed to do this movie. So my answer is I'm doing it.
Well, I'm glad you think that because I think to warm up to this, to break the ice, so to speak, you should kiss Kelly.
No, see, that because we're not acting. Kelly and I work together.
Anytime you act, you have a run through. You have a rehearsal.
Yeah,
you sit down.
You don't
and you
necessarily
do your line.
Have to go all the way there
it's been
when
11,
you're just doing
it's
rehearsals.
It's been 11 years.
I'm not going to start doing what you do and
me
go to the
no
club
hable
and say I'm practicing.
Me no hable español.
No, it's an American movie, people.
You
he's
said
just
speak Spanish.
He's a Mexican director who speaks Spanish. That's why we connected. American movie.
Look
it's in English.
Look at
and
it in her eyes.
He's going to go to Hollywood and put it into a film festival. He's going to enter it into a film festival in Hollywood. That's my
So break. Here's the thing. He hasn't even auditioned you.
No.
He does not know if you can act at all.
I can act.
And you're the star.
And he doesn't know if you can kiss.
I think he heard our same-sex theater and was like, yep.
Oh, please.
There it is.
I wouldn't want to be in a movie that didn't even audition me. That is, you know, come on.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I'm
what if it's bad?
Now, I'm to the point now where I don't need to audition. That's
you're to the point where
I
you don't need. You've
the
never
step.
Done a movie.
I skipped a step, people.
You've never done a TV show or a movie. You couldn't
Thank
do
you.
A bubblegum commercial.
Thank you.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Now. Quick recap. Yesterday, Kelly told us that her iPad synced with Emma Kelly's iPad. And her song library went entirely on Emma Kelly's iPad.
Something like that,
including all the dirty songs. Or your computer, your cloud basically synced up to
My daughter has an iPad. I don't have an iPad.
And Emma Kelly was shocked when she heard a song.
She was horrified. I need to get to the root of that problem.
And so Kelly feels like she had a bad parenting moment. Which
it was probably one of my worst. Yeah,
we all have one.
We've all had them.
And we're taking your calls, 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. I went on my Facebook page, actually, and I posted a link. So if you missed yesterday us talking about it, you can go there to see it. But I also asked, you know, can you top my worst parenting moment? And we actually got a few responses.
Okay.
Laura Beth Abrevaya, how about that? She said, my daughter learned the word clock and wanted one really bad in Walmart. Only she couldn't pronounce the L sound yet. Oh. So I pushed her quickly out of the store while she kept screaming, I want that big.
Oh, no.
Oh, you think I can't top that, Laura Beth?
Oh, you're gonna trump her?
Yeah. Why is no one calling CPS on me at this point? I'm going to call it on myself.
Nothing wrong with learning a little Katy Perry.
Mike Reeder also responded. He said he was doing something one day. Kids will take you serious. When you tell them something, they'll take you serious. He said he was busy doing something one day. The kids kept telling him they wanted a drink of water. So he told them, as good dad would, go take a drink out of the toilet. He was just kidding. But they did.
Oh, no.
Amy Clark Palmer wrote, accidentally gave my son juice that I didn't know his dad had mixed with rum the night before. Luckily, he did not like it and spit it out. And I figured it out before he got drunk.
I thought you said you gave him juice. I was like, what?
April Elaine Adams, I was trying to prove a point to my son Adam about the importance of seat belts in a parking lot. So I slammed on the brakes. He flew into the back of my seat, hitting his head on the DVD player. Not my proudest moment at all, but never had a problem with him wearing it since.
Now, y'all know mine. Mine was, God, I hate telling this.
This is a real deal.
Corey was probably six, and we were down the street at Big Mike's house. Now it's
big.
Yeah. So anyway, we're at Big Mike's house, and I said, Corey, I'll race you to the house. So we're running up the street, and right where the street kind of meets the driveway of my mother's house, there's a little bit of a dip. And so, Corey, I'm letting him win, you know. And I said, I'm going to show off. Not only am I going to go ahead and beat him at the last minute, I'm going to actually jump over him. I'm going to leap over my son while we're running up the street. So I'm pretty athletic. So I leapt. Yeah. I jumped. And the crotch of my pants hit the back of my son's head. And he goes.
Oh, wow.
In the concrete.
Onto the concrete.
That's probably the worst one I've ever. Ever heard.
Where I get goosebumps. He still has a scar on his head. Oh, my God. I thought I'd kill my son.
Now, this one's probably something that I would do. Kendra Conkler wrote, I'm an arachnophobe. And last summer, all my daughters, who are 6, 1, and 1, obviously she has twins, went camping out by the lake. My little girls and I were laying out on a blanket, and a huge granddaddy long legs crawled between my babies. What did I do? I took off running.
Kimberly Goldberg, man, you're telling a lot on yourself, Kimberly. At Christmas, we had a white elephant exchange. I got a massager in the shape of a pickle. When my son found it, I told him it was a dancing pickle, and I hid it. Oh. My 4-year-old found it and took it to show and tell at school. I was mortified.
Oh, no.
Winner. It's winning. Cheryl Washington said when our daughter was two, her favorite movie was Kill Bill. I was in college, so I would let her watch it over and over and over just so I could study.
Kill Bill, that's really bloody and violent.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, hold on.
All right.
I think so.
Oh, we're going to take our first caller.
800-543-3548 is the number.
I don't know if I'm hitting the
right button. Good luck, JC. Good luck.
Drum roll, please.
I want to hit 7.
Try it.
I did it.
Is she there?
Hi, Tracy.
No.
Tracy?
Oh, you tried, JC. Okay, here's Rob. Hey, you got to give us a break. We're doing new stuff.
Now, Tracy?
Hi.
Yay! JC!
Good job. What did I do wrong, Chicker? Left-hand side. Oh, I hit the right-hand side. Right. Left side, strong
Man.
Side.
JC was so nervous he's got pit stains now. Just from that real brief incident.
I know, I started sweating right there. I didn't go over the phone lines before this break. Tell us your story, Tracy.
I was like Big Al. I almost killed my son. I'm a single mom, and, you know, sometimes there's stuff that you need another adult to help you with, which one of them is flipping a mattress. So I thought my 10-year-old son was big enough to help me flip a mattress. and I tipped it over to his side, and I said, hold on to it, and I'll come around. Oh, but no. When I tipped it over, it knocked him completely down, hitting the wall, and it was, like, silent for a second. I literally thought I killed my son. He started screaming, and I'm like, I couldn't pick the mattress up off of him. I'm like, I felt awful. I literally thought I killed him.
Oh, my goodness.
He was fine. It broke the sheetrock. He's now 13, bigger than I am, so he flipped it just fine now.
So he can flip the mattress now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. At least he didn't break his head.
I am, so we're good to go.
Thanks for calling in, Tracy.
Bye, Tracy.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you.
Karen?
Yeah?
Yeah?
I have had so much road rage in front of my son that whenever I blow the horn...
You don't sound like somebody who has road rage ever.
No, you're pretty calm. You sound pretty calm.
I guess behind closed doors, maybe. Who knows? But every time I'm in the car, and this just recently started happening, I have so much road rage in front of him that whenever I blow the horn, he just started cursing.
Hmm?
Yeah. Blow the horn. This has happened yesterday. Blow the horn. Automatically, my 2-year-old screams the F word.
Like, the worst one.
Dang.
I have got to stop cursing. So that's the second time that happened. He said the B word the first time.
It's getting progressively worse. No.
Maybe you should stop cursing.
Well, I think she's learned her lesson.
Wow. How do you teach your kids to stop cursing?
Curse at them.
What do you do?
Curse at them.
Because it's pretty hilarious the first time.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Karen.
Well, I kind of got mine honest. I'm sorry, baby. I got mine honest because when I was growing up, my dad was in the furniture business, and we unloaded this piano one time. I was probably that same age that Corey was when I was killed. You know, about 6 or 7. And so we there was this piano that he had leaning up against the wall at this shop. And he said, just hold this up, and I'm going to lock the door of the shop. And so he went over to lock the door, and the piano, it's an upright piano, and it just starts leaning back, leaning back, leaning back. And I'm like, Dad! And it fell. It fell. And I've never done a backflip before in my life. I fell to the ground, and I flipped over backwards, and the piano just crashed on the ground. But that
trying to act like you were a ninja or something.
Yeah, dude.
You didn't do no backflip.
Yeah. And then
it never happened.
It's like when you got shot.
Then I got shot like 4 years later.
Donna, tell us what you did to your kid.
Okay, when my son Bryden was 3 years old, he woke me up in the middle of the night standing in front of it, like in the middle of his room crying in hysterics. He was standing in a puddle of urine. He had his pants pulled up, and there was a 3-foot spray of urine all around his room. And I could not figure out what went on, and I lost my temper. I was, like, screaming at him. I spanked him. I called my best friend to come over and take care of him because I was freaking out. Like, I was so angry. And it wasn't until he was 5 years old that we realized that he was actually a sleepwalker, and he wasn't awake the whole time, even though his eyes were wide open, and he was talking.
So now, that must feel so awful.
Well, at least he doesn't remember it.
Training years, he was crying and getting punished for doing stuff when he was dead asleep.
That's awful.
Al, what does Dr. Girlfriend do when you do that?
She blames it on the alcohol is what she does.
Kayla on the phone or Kyla?
I bet CPS is monitoring.
Kayla.
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
So when my son was about 2 years old, his room was across the hall from me, and normally my bedroom door is open, but for some reason it was closed that morning and the front door wasn't locked. And I woke up because I heard the front door open, but I didn't think anything of it. And so I went back to sleep. And then I realized that I should probably get up. And I went in my son's room, and he wasn't in there. So I went out into my living room, and I'm, like, screaming. I don't know where my kid is. And I live in the second story of an apartment. So I go outside, and he's sitting there holding hands with this stranger. I've never seen this lady before in my life. And she starts screaming at me because it was like raining outside and he was only in underwear and socks and I was just mortified and I started crying and she was like, if I ever catch your kid out by himself again, I was like, I didn't do it, I swear. It was bad.
Oh, man, I'm so scared.
Yeah.
Because I know mine's coming.
Yep.
Mine's coming up. Because I'm going to have two in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
and
buddy.
When the second one comes, one's going to do something.
They will do something.
You're
going to
do something.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for scaring me.
It's amazing we make it.
Hi, Angie.
Hi. When my son was 5 or 6 years old, his dad was on second shift. And so, you know, he comes in, you try and put him to bed, and, you know, they need a drink of water, they need this, they need that. And I was really busy working on something that I'm sure was very important. And he finally comes out of his bedroom another time, and I'm like, John Grant Parrish, get in that room, go to bed. I don't want to hear another word out of you. Nothing. Go. And so as he's walking slowly to his room, I hear him whisper, but I didn't even get supper. And he closed the door. I forgot to feed him.
You forgot to feed your kid.
That's probably the most important thing.
In school, and yeah. I was, you know, I was very young, skinny. A Coke would do me. So, you know, I wasn't hungry, and his dad wasn't there. So I totally forgot to feed my kid.
Oh, that's so
I had to go in and apologize.
I just wanted
but I
supper.
Did get horrible. But the puppy.
And you just came
warm. 28-year-old. Oh, 27-year-old now, though.
Oh,
so. Yeah, you just hear the door. I can just hear the door shutting.
Oh, it was horrible. I hear it to this day in slow motion in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
The saddest, longest, you know, 5 steps to his room ever, you know.
But I didn't get supper.
But I didn't even get supper.
Thank you, Angie.
I'll tell you, that's the worst when you do something so wrong as a parent.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes
yes.
it's an accident. My daughter finding my dirty songs on iPad.
Right.
But sometimes you just have to get your child and say, I am so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Melinda, why'd you have to say sorry to your daughter?
I gave her hypothermia.
How?
When she was about 2, she sprayed Lysol in her eyes. And so I called poison control because I thought, oh, my God, she's going to be blind. And they said to run her eyes underwater for 15 minutes. Well, I freaked. So I hopped into the bathtub with her, turned the water on, and was running her eyes underwater. Well, it was spring. I wasn't even thinking. The groundwater's cold. And by the time the 15 minutes was up, she's passing out on me. So I'm like, did she ingest the poison? Did she, you know, did I get water in her lungs? So I take her to the ER, and they're like, nope, she's just got hypothermia.
Oh, no. God.
And I'm a social worker. I just knew that DCF was going to call me, and I'm like, how am I going to explain this? But I just was mortified. But they wrapped her in warm blankets, and 10 minutes later, she was asking for a hot dog.
Oh,
so.
Thank God.
Mm.
And I'm a social worker.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.